Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
This abbey used to be dedicated to... It was really a bunch of monks who worshipped large sea monsters and called them gods. You have heard that there is a whistle that would summon these beasts from the deep.
I think they're searching for the wet whistle.
You kind of look up in the air, and you see one of the webs above you is moving. Something heavy is walking along it.
We got something up here that's big.
You see the bottle of oil in your hand, and this is a great idea.
That's perfect.
Oil soaking process did not go great. It made it real slippery, and so as you go to lob this torch, it does one of those things where you, like, go backwards to throw it, and it just flies backwards out of your hand.
How flammable, though?
Extremely. Everywhere above your heads just becomes an inferno, including a spider that falls out of the web here. So I need to do a little bit of math here. It's going to take...
Oh, that's never good.
...a chunk of fire damage, and it's going to fall 30 feet. So, oof. This spider is bloodied when it hits the ground, which is a condition I use to say that it has half HP or less. It is also currently on fire.
Cool.
Not a good day for spider.
Mm-mm. Not a good day for spider.
Means it can dunk from anywhere on the court. Yeah.
It's hitting. That's awesome. Its bars are amazing.
As the ceiling is practically on fire now, just be aware that walking in here is going to be a hazard, period.
But can we see now?
Can we see?
You can, in fact, see now.
Hey!
Wow. Can walk, can see.
But the fire is slowly spreading. If you guys want to act on this spider, it's currently prone, and you're going to have to kill it quick.
Yeah,
for sure.
I do want to do that.
Let's go ahead and roll for initiative then.
All right.
That is a dirty 20 for initiative.
12 for Sue.
So I click me, then I roll initiative?
Yep.
There we go, Donnie.
Okay. Oh, but it didn't come. I didn't come over to the side over here. That's my bad.
If I can add you, and then I can change it.
Yeah.
Give him the 20.
Give him the 20.
Ridley with an 11.
Okay. As you hear, like, screeches from spiders all over this room... Donnie, you are the quickest to react to spiders that are falling from the ceiling and screeching. They seem to be communicating to each other. You also hear that these six-legged spider people, the chitines, have spotted you and are seemingly, you can interpret, they're making a call for help through the cavern.
Sorry, y'all.
It is your move.
Okay. We've got a prone boy down here, right? Like, they're down, or are they just on fire?
Yeah, both.
I think because they're already weak, I don't want to do too much. So what he's going to do is, based off of history of what he's seen from Glint and a little extra that might be needed here, Donnie is going to cast heroism on Glint. Walking over to Glint, looks over at him, and he's like, "Hey, man. I think it's time to start to get a little bit heroic." And then, like, glows a little bit, and it almost just sounds like, from my hands, like when a smaller orchestra is warming up. Just kind of like a... kind of like cool. Over him. And he's got some temporary HP. So, a willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery. So, until the spell ends, the creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns. So when the spell ends, the target loses any remaining temporary hit points from this spell.
Cool. That kind of washes over Glint, and he stands up like straight for the first time. You realize he's kind of been slouching. He's about an inch taller than it seemed like he was this whole time.
Come on now.
Baby.
Fiddles is so jealous.
That's so cool. And then for a bonus action, man, I feel like I gotta give my boy, just because he's a thick boy, I gotta give Ridley a little bit of help. So I am gonna do some Bardic inspo for Ridley.
Ooh, okay.
Sing a song.
Looks over at Ridley, and he's like, "My hardback friend, pull your trident out. It's time to wash these spiders out."
Yes,
perfection. I love it.
For 10 minutes, the creature can add to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. This can be added after seeing the roll before knowing the outcome.
Ridley, just let me know if you want to use it for attack rolls, yep. Basically to hit, saves, or any kind of check.
Can I do motive potential gauge? Is that something that when it's under other on my sheet, is that a bonus action, or can I just give that to the person that already has my bardic inspiration?
You give it to the person who currently has your bardic. Or actually, let me double check that real quick. Okay. I'm gonna go to your sheet. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Yep. So, you can describe how it looks, but there is something that is orbiting 5 feet above Ridley's head that basically gives you a couple options whenever he decides to use it.
What's orbiting above your head is essentially just these like glowing outlines of my instruments that I use the most. So you see like a little pan flute, a yarding, and a war gong. And so that means when granting a creature bardic inspiration, you summon a mode of potential that's orbiting. So for ability checks now, the bardic inspiration die can be rolled again, and then you just choose which one. And so that's the yarding. The attack roll is the war gong. So the target and each creature of your choice, Vince, that you can see within 5 feet of it has to succeed on a constitution saving throw of a DC 12, or they take thunder damage equal to the number rolled on that inspiration dice. And then the saving throw, which is the little flute, the creature using the bardic inspiration die gains temporary hit points equal to, it's like heroism, to the number rolled on the bardic inspiration die plus 2. So it's like going to give you extra things whenever you choose to do that. So it's Amazing. Just a souped up, and that's a College of Creation thing, which was really fun. So you have that now.
Cool.
All right, Donnie, that's your turn.
Thanks, Donnie.
Glint, you're up.
Let's see. Glint's just going to do a regular crossbow attack on the spider that's laying down on the floor and burning.
Okay, you can roll the hit.
That is a 7 plus 6, 13.
A 13 is going to hit this one.
Ooh.
Okay. Damage is 3 plus 4, 7.
Okay. It's not quite down yet, but you can tell that it can't take much more.
That's it for me.
Would you like Davey to do anything with your bonus action?
No, let's just leave Davey set to automatically evade in the bonus action.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure there's much Davey could do at this point. He's just a baby.
Just a little baby.
This spider is going to right itself. It'll take half its movement. I guess first it's going to take some fire damage. And it's going to kill it.
Yes! Yay, we did it!
Hey, Donnie, that one counts for me.
Yeah, way to go, bud.
That one counts for me, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I feel really brave.
As you should.
Ridley leans back, gives Fiddles a little high five. Our sky fire worked.
Just like we planned it.
These other spiders are going to be on fire as this spreads, but they are pretty quickly trying to get close to whoever disrupted their nest. And this one gets about this far before casting a web at the party.
Oh.
Gross. Can you do something else?
Unfortunately, Davey's the closest, and it's going to be going for Davey.
No! Bastard!
It has disadvantage on the attack since Davy's dodging. It doesn't hit, so you're good.
Whew. Your girl would die for Davy.
Davy like puts his hand up on his nose and does like this. He doesn't have a tongue, but if he did, he would stick it out at the spider.
Love him.
As the fire spreads and some of these webs clear, you are able to get a better look towards the south tunnel.
It's a lot of spiders, y'all.
And there's some shittens down there too, I think.
Oh my god, there's another one! Too many spiders.
There are now 3 spiders and 3 chitons on the board.
And they are all taking fire damage. You like literally disrupted an entire nest, so I got a lot of math going on over here.
Fair enough.
I'm proud of our fire damage right now.
I know. Do you think a zone of truth would be helpful in this situation? Or?
I am honestly terrified.
The disgusting spider humanoid creatures on their turn are going to rush forwards towards Ridley.
Oh, gosh.
Who is close to being surrounded. These 3 are going to attack with their daggers. 2 are going to hit. 1 of them is going to be a critical hit. As it slides its knife right under your shell armor.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
That will be 12 slashing damage to you.
Ooh.
Ridley says, "Ow, ouch."
Vince, it's like I'm there. It's
crazy. Fiddles, you hear, "Ouch," echo through the caverns. It is your turn.
Great. Fiddles is going to take off kind of like a wing maneuver and just kind of get up next to Ridley a little bit and going to take a shot at this guy right here, at this chitine. So 1 fluid motion.
Does he get sneak attack because Davy is close?
Oh.
He does.
Oh.
Yeah,
we'll do that. That is a 16 plus 5.
Nice. That'll hit.
And then we're going to roll for Joe DiMaggio. 11 damage.
An arrow pierces it through the eye, or one of them, and it falls back dead.
Yes.
Yeah!
Great.
One shot, cool.
Sue, you're up.
There's a lot of fire, so how's my visibility?
So far, so good. You can currently see. The good thing, I guess, about the webs is that they don't seem to be spreading to anything other than webs, and they kind of burn right through it. So it's knocked all these spiders to the ground, but other than that, there's not a ton of smoke.
Okay, Sue is going to cast Spiritual Weapon. So in the kitchen, oftentimes you need a lot of extra hands, and so Sue can summon other kitchen instruments. Let's say this one is a cleaver.
No way.
And so Sue summons a cleaver.
Oh my god.
And that's a bonus action. And then I'm going to move towards the closest chitlin and use my meat tenderizer to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first, where are you casting the spiritual weapon?
Closest to maybe the lower chitlin or the big spider that is in my view sight. My view sight. You know, the classic term, view sight.
Like how humans talk.
Very natural cadence here.
Are they all bloodied because of fire damage?
And most of them fell from above, which also did a good amount of damage.
Oh, so sick.
Y'all, good job.
The perfect toss. Man.
Fiddles, come on. Nobody believed us.
So proud of you all.
I just like, it's like when you go bowling and you throw the ball back at all your friends.
They jump and spin around. Dude, that's that Riddle Sticks connection.
Riddle Sticks.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to draw a little square for the spiritual weapon.
Love it.
That is going to hit the spider and 11 damage will kill it.
Oh.
Yay!
It just splats it everywhere. And then you're using a meat cleaver on this one?
Yes.
A 12 does not hit.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Good turn. Ridley, you're up.
Okay, so Ridley is going to... I don't know why, but he is just like, I'm attached to these people right now, and I can't have them getting hurt. And so I got to get in there. I feel emboldened by this song that was just sung about me. And so he is going to throw a trident at this little Shatine for an 18, 14 plus 4.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay.
Great.
For 9 damage.
As that trident flies through the air, it pierces it in the chest, and it goes down and dies.
Okay, awesome. He doesn't even think about the trident, though, because he is really, again, trying to create, like, choke points. And so he is going to run down here to just try and draw the attention to himself, drawing his glaive out of his back as he does so. So he just kind of runs down the path that he farted on a stealth check. Now more uncomfortable, just sprinting down and trying to draw the attention of 3 enemies to himself. And that's his turn.
Beautiful. On Leadhead's turn, seeing your maneuver has kind of clued him in on what's going on, and he's going to try to attack this choke point by attacking this spider. That is going to hit the spider, and... that's going to kill that spider as he just takes his club and splashes some head guts everywhere.
Yes. Come on, yeah. Leadhead.
And he seems to think that he's in a sort of arena because he turns around and, like, spreads his arms out wide.
Are you not entertained?
At initiative count 0, I need everybody in the party, including Davey, needs to make a save. A dexterity save from fire that is falling from above.
Got it.
Got it.
The number you're looking for is 12.
That's a 19 plus 5.
Ooh. Rolled a 14 plus 2. 16 for Glint. Do I roll for Davey as well?
Yes, roll for Davey as well.
I rolled an 11 plus 1.
Oh, no. Ridley with a stanky critical failure.
Oh, no.
Guys... Davey got a critical failure.
Oh, no.
Davey rolled a 1 plus 2 on the fire damage.
Sue also crit failed, but Sue, being a halfling, she is very lucky, and so she rolled again, but still only rolled a 6.
Okay, so everybody who fails is going to take 4 fire damage.
Love it. Delicious.
Davey's made of metal, though. Davey should be immune to fire, I think.
He's immune to poison, so...
Same thing. Yeah, but you know how sometimes metal is, like... You can light metal on fire.
Fire is wood poison.
Fire is just poison for your skin.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's not a good point. Don't give that
to me. Or is it extra bad because he is made of metal and therefore can overheat?
He's melting.
Yes.
You also see something that was previously hidden to you creep out from the darkness. What once resembled the head of an elf has elongated... And 4 additional eyes have popped up on its head. Mandibles have grown out through its mouth. And while it still crawls with its 2 arms, a humongous thorax has sprouted where its stomach and legs once were. And it now has 6 additional spider legs.
Just Lawrence the Accused.
And it is on fire, so it takes 5 fire damage to start.
Oh, Gage, did you accidentally give us the bad guy from the end of the game? Right.
It looks like that. It looks like a Dark Souls monster.
It really does.
It really does.
Yeah, the health bar just came up at the bottom of the screen.
The Choldrith, this mix of elf and spider... is going to pull a dagger out of its thorax.
It has weapons?
And it's going to flick it your way.
How big is this, like, in context to us?
It is about twice the size of a standard human.
Okay.
But
so,
a lot wider.
Ew.
I don't like that.
2 daggers come spinning out of its hands... and are being moved around by some sort of magical ability that it has. One of them is going for one of our friends who's lurking in the back. Glint, it's going to go for you, and that's going to hit with a 19.
Woo!
And the other dagger goes for Sue but misses. That is going to do 5 damage.
Ow.
No.
Yeah, that slashes into your arms. Donnie, you're up.
So Glint has heroism. I gave that to him.
Mm-hmm.
So did you use your temporary hit points?
How many temporary hit points did that give me?
So the creature is you're immune to being frightened and gain temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of your turns.
It's probably your spellcasting ability modifier.
Yeah, there's Carter.
2.
Okay, that'll do 3 damage to you, Doge.
Nice. Okay. Wonderful. I'm
trying to look out for my friends.
Wonderful.
Donnie, at the beginning of your turn, fire is falling from the ceiling. You need to make a dex save.
It's all right.
Come on, come on, come on.
That was a D20, and that 20 Ooh. Plus one.
Dang.
I breathe in the fire nets.
He shoots the fire.
A 200-yard cone only at foe.
The fire falls down in a perfect circle around you.
Amazing.
It's like Yzma with the chandelier.
Yes.
In
To himself, he's kind of like, and it makes a fiery ring. And he starts to head forward.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Donnie's going to come up here on the other side of Sue. And Gage, how do you normally like... Can we table talk about each other's HP? Or is that something that you want to be a conversation between the players to know? Is it not fair to know...
I have 19 HP left.
Hypothetically, on a scale of 1 to 24. Yeah.
I'm at about a 24 out of 27.
No, I mean, you would be able to tell that somebody is hurt or not hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha, so that's fine.
If someone was to look at Ridley, they'd be like, man, he looks bloodied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good to know. I couldn't help but notice that our big bad, biggest of the bads, pulled something out of their butt.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Are there more objects in their behind?
Ooh, roll a perception check.
Because Donnie would have noticed this and be like,
I think we all
roll more. Do they have more objects up in there?
Butt daggers. Yeah, roll perception check.
Roll butt dagger real quick.
Butt dagger was the name of my my experimental grindcore band in high school.
Can vouch.
It's a 5 plus 4, 9.
You can't tell. The smoke from all the fires really obscuring your vision a little bit.
That's fine. That's fine. So Donnie's going to first look at Ridley, and he's going to cast Healing Word at Ridley. And it's just a simple nod. That's all it is. It's like, you got this, man.
I do have this.
Then I would imagine Ridley starts feeling a little better. You got this. We got this. Nice. And that'll be 6. 1d4 plus 2.
Boom.
Max healing. Nice.
6 HP addition.
Muchas gracias, my friend.
Oh, that's a bonus action, by the way. Sorry.
Correct.
And I don't have an action anymore because my action was to move.
Nope. You still have an action.
Yep.
Excellent. I'm going to just take a shot.
Shoot your shot.
And he's going to look on over. He takes out his yarding and he points at El Thorax and he's like, here's to hoping you got more metal in your butt. And he casts heat metal.
Unfortunately, you can only cast one leveled spell per turn.
Okay.
So your cantrips are fair game.
Gotcha. That's fine.
That's good to know.
That is good to know. I'll cast then... he's going to cast Blade Ward on himself. Okay. Extend your hand. He'll take that same yarding. He'll be like, wait, I forgot. I can't do that. I've already healed. And so then he like tries to play it off by like just twirling his yarding around himself and traces a sigil of warding in the air. Till the end of my next turn, I have resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage dealt by weapon attacks.
Beautiful. All right, Glint, you're up.
Dex saving throw, huh?
Dex saving throw to kick us off.
That is a 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay, you're going to take 4 fire damage from the inflamed webs coming down from the ceiling.
Now I feel more like a 20 out of 27.
So duration of heroism is a minute.
So I should have gained hit points at the top of that round, right?
So you'll be at 22 hit points after the fire damage.
You know, when I really think about it, it's more of a 22. It seemed worse than it is.
Glint catches Davy's eye. He looks at Davy and like kind of raises his eyebrows. And then Davy just gives him a little nod. And so then Glint reaches to his side. He's got crossbody bag on. He flips open the little cover of it and he reaches in and he pulls out a small, it's about a golf ball sized metal orb. And he clicks a button on the top of it and then it begins to light up. And the colors of the lights oscillate rapidly between like lime green, like a really, really deep purple, like ultraviolet kind of light. There's white light, blue light. It's changing colors extremely quickly. And then Glint throws this, this is an Arcano core, and he throws this at the big boy, the big monster from the end of the game that Gage is accidentally making us fight today.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chaos Bolt. This is Flavor Blasted Chaos Bolt, which is you hurl an undulating, warbling mass of chaotic energy at one creature in range. And then on the hit, the target takes 2d8 plus 1d6 damage. And then there's a table where it tells me what kind of damage type this takes. And so Glint is throwing this Arcano Core. He has no idea at all what kind of damage he's about to do to
just a mystery
this
grenade?
Big boy. A mystery grenade. Sick.
That's amazing.
Surprise.
10 plus 5, 15.
15 is going to hit.
It's going to hit big boy. Now I will roll 2d8.
Get him. That was so many.
What?
That was so many.
Stop. Is that real?
No, that's not.
Oh my
I think
God.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
It just said 56 damage.
It's going to do, as the core explodes on it, you can see some acid that drips onto the back of this thorax, and the other half like freezes one of the legs. For 12 total damage to it.
That makes more sense.
Dang, that's cool.
Okay, Glint, are you going to have Davy do anything here?
Let's leave Davy set to automatically evade.
Okay.
I'll end my turn, as will Davy.
All right.
Do you hold Davy's hand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
This spider is going to make a dex save.
The spider. The medium beefy spider
is going to pass spider. His deck save.
The medium beefy spider.
He's moving those eight legs like a tap dancer and weaves out of the way. This giant spider is going to cast web. It rears up on its hind legs and spews a whole bunch of webs. At Fiddles, who is nearby. Fiddles, you're going to need to make a strength check.
Well, I feel like you did that because you saw my stats. Okay, that would be a 19 minus 1, 18.
That's pretty Ooh. Good. Webs surround your feet, but you decide to channel your inner Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
And just flex through all of them. And
yeah,
none of them
I got
quite land on you.
Strongest toes this side of the fantasy Mississippi.
Big toes guy?
Big toes guy. Huge toes guy.
All right. And then there is webs.
In fact, that fits with halflings, right? At least the Tolkien flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels
I like
good.
It.
Sure. Yeah.
Big toes.
That's canon now.
Fiddlesticks shoots the hairs from his toes like a tarantula and stops.
All right, so there's
one of those moments where it's like, I didn't realize I had always pictured shoes. That's a bias that I had.
Yeah, you should really do that. No, I think Fiddlesticks is definitely wearing boots, for sure.
Well, the boots will not super help you because this whole area is difficult terrain if you try to walk in it. The spider's going to take a step back and end its turn.
Oh, so it plays like that. Okay.
In fear of the toes.
The Chitines both need to make dex saves. All right, one approaches Donnie, swinging its dagger. That's a 16 to hit.
That just hits.
Okay, so it'll do a d4 split in half. So that's, you'll take 3 damage thanks to your blade ward. This other one is going to swing at Leadhead.
And no!
Going to miss. Leadhead headbutts it right in the wrist. Didn't get that name for nothing. Fiddles, you're up. Start with a deck save.
That is going to be a 15 plus 5 for a 20.
Let's go.
Dexterity is what I do.
Yep, you're able to easily hide under the spider that protects you from any falling fire.
What I would like to do is attempt to get out of this area that has enwebbed my feet. Okay. That's step one. That's what I'd like to do first.
Okay.
I do it. I do that.
Yeah, roll a strength check as you try to leave.
I feel like that's...
You can roll with advantage since you...
No need. That's a 14 minus 1. That's a 13. That's going to do it.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah, that's how it works?
That's pretty good.
No, you tell me. I'm just goofing. No, that was actually... Goofing.
The save was 12.
Can I ask a quick feature question?
Yes.
So I have this feature, Rakish Audacity, and as part of that feature, I don't need advantage on an attack roll to use sneak attacks if I am within 5 feet of the creature and no other creatures are within 5 feet of me. So if I move to the other side of this Spider-Man, can I make that sneak attack since no longer will Ridley be within 5 feet of me?
Let me double check for sure, but...
And I don't have disadvantage. That's the other thing. I can't have disadvantage on the attack.
You have sneak attack even though you're within 5 feet of Ridley because standard sneak attack lets you.
Well, then great. So Fiddles is going to pass his bow to his left hand and with his right hand draw his rapier.
Come on now.
And he's going to get into like a hero pose with like left hand with bow on hip and rapier out in front of him. And he's going to over his shoulder call out to Leadhead and go, Leadhead, look at this. And he's going to look at this spider right in its eyes, its mini eyes, and say, I'm not a Horax for your thorax. And then stab as hard as anyone's ever stabbed with a sneak attack.
Roll the hit.
That is a 10 plus 5, 15.
Let's go.
15 does hit.
Whew.
And then do I roll regular damage and then also sneak attack on top of him?
Yes.
That's going to be a 9?
It rolled it for you.
Here. Oh, it did it?
Unrolled 20.
My fault.
Yeah.
My fault.
Oh, yeah, pimps. 13 down there.
My fault, pimps. So that's going to be a 13 total damage. Straight between the eyes.
And as you stab it between the eyes, harder than anyone ever has before.
In the whole world.
You have your anime hero moment as its life fades away from it, slumping to the ground.
Whoa! I just, as a quick character note, I don't think Fiddle says anything, but I think it is abundantly obvious to anybody around that he was not super confident that was going to work.
Anything else with your bonus action?
So Fiddles is going to just kind of slowly sneak in the commotion around the back of the Chitine that is facing Donnie.
Okay.
And just kind of set up there.
Roll a stealth check for me.
That is a 4 plus 5, 9.
Okay. Sue, start your turn with a dex save.
I crit.
Oh, ooh, boy.
Way.
Yeah.
All right. You're dancing out there. You have a cleaver spinning around with your energy.
Yes. So I think I'm going to have the cleaver swing at the chitin that is right next to Donnie and I first. I'll roll to hit.
Whoa.
Get him.
Whoa. Is that a nat 20?
So, tis. Yeah,
yes. Yes. That is a nat 20.
Okay, I'm going to use this square on our map for it.
All right, and then roll damage?
Yeah, roll damage. You'll get an extra dice on your to hit.
That is a 6 plus 3, 9 damage.
Roll then... one more d8 for your damage.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
I won't say no to that. Ooh, that's an extra 7.
Nice.
Bye,
nice.
Dummy.
Ooh. How, do you want to describe how it dies?
Yes. Ooh. Ooh, let's see, it's a cleaver. So she conjures cool up this cleaver. It kind of appears out of nowhere behind the spider. What is it? A chitin?
Chitin.
Chitin. behind their head and just cleaves straight through the neck.
Yeah, babe. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Gorgeous.
And straight then one of my special abilities coming from my class. So I'm an order cleric. Which I'm kind of flavoring as, like, you know, being trained in the kitchen.
You're a short order cleric?
I'm a short order cleric, yes. Oh, I love that. That's perfect. is when I have this thing called Voice of Authority. So when I cast a spell with a spell slot of first level or higher, which I just did, I can target an ally, and that ally can use their reaction to immediately make one weapon attack against a creature of my choice that I can see.
Holy moly.
So I'm going to tell Ridley... I'm just going to yell, order up, and
yes.
I'm going to have him attack the one right in front of his nosy.
So, wait, this is just a free boy for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a free boy. It takes your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sick. Ridley is like, yes, ma'am, no problem. and is going to swing his glaive. 14 to hit.
14 hits.
Okay. Okay. For 7 damage, it's just kind of like sweep, strikes his glaive at this guy.
And you strike him down where it stands.
Ooh, doggy.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Cutting him in half, his 6 legs are separated from each other now.
And then I might be doing too much, and please tell me if I'm wrong. So I cast a spell that was a bonus action, and they got their attack, right? That mm-hmm. they have their own turn order. That's a special. My voice of authority. That doesn't take an action, does it?
I don't believe so.
So then do I still have an action?
You still have your action.
Oh, my lord.
Wow.
Goodness gracious me.
I should have been a chef, dude.
Should have been a chef. let's cast... I'll do a Sacred Flame cantrip at the last one that's around Ridley.
As would I.
All right. Sacred Flame is a wisdom save or...
Oh, yes. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have rolled.
It's a dex save.
It's a dex save. DC 13.
It is going to pass with a 14.
Ooh.
You know, I should have done something else. I didn't do anything this turn.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you did nothing.
I did nothing.
No effect on the game whatsoever.
Ridley, let's get a deck save.
No problem. No problem. No problem.
Come on. Let's go, Ridley.
No problem. It's the 3.
Ridley, you're going to take 4 fire damage.
Oh, no.
Turtles hate fire.
The plus 0 is so insulting.
It's almost worse than a negative modifier.
He's got different strengths, you know? I imagine he would strike down with the glaive and he's going to just come right back at the other one who is right in front of him.
Also, Ridley should keep in mind the things floating around.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if I should use it to attack this guy or boost myself.
You can use it after you roll, but before you know the result. So,
okay, I'm going to use it, I think.
You have a D6. That's what his bardic is. So okay. You can add that. You can try to roll, or you can hold it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, a 5.
That's a 5.
An 8 plus a 5 is going to hit.
Woo, doggy.
Roll amazing. For damage, and then the moat has a reaction to this right quarter.
Yep.
6 damage.
The target and each creature of your choice that you can see within 5 feet. They have to succeed on a constitution saving throw or they take thunder damage.
Just the one.
How much thunder damage?
Equal to the number rolled on the Bardic Inspiration die.
Okay.
So 5.
So Ridley, you slice into him with your glaive, but he gets caught on one of these bones. And then the moat explodes, pushing your glaive all the way through it.
He did?
He did.
Yes.
Fiddlesticks looks at Donnie and goes, what does a guy have to do to get one of those moats?
be just past half dead.
I do highly recommend the moats. Yeah, if we can figure out how to sell these moats, I'm down, Donnie. Thank you, sir.
Fiddlesticks has written steel moats on his hand.
Nice. Okay, Leadhead is going to make a deck save.
Let's go, LH.
He's going to pass.
Yes, he is.
He's going to try to finish
My boy Dextrous.
Ooh, and he crits. And he's just going to smatter this thing against the wall.
Yes.
Good job, baby.
Got him.
And then he's going to run over to you guys.
Yes. Join us.
What's that over there?
He's got knives in his ass.
Trelldra's turn. It's going to pass its deck save, and there's two spinning daggers. One is going to keep pestering Glint, and is going to miss with a 5. The other one is going to go for Donnie, and that one's going to miss also. Donnie, your turn. The Blade Ward disappears.
My Blade Ward's gone.
Just so y'all know, it's not here anymore.
I'm ready to set fire to this bottom and see if I can heat this metal in its butt.
Yes, please.
Can I do the perception check now? Do I need to check on that?
So you know, first? Just before you plan on this, this is a concentration spell, and so you'd have to drop concentration on heroism as a part of this.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Then you can make a perception check to see if you can see any metal on it.
Persuasion check. Come on, man. Just let me heat the metal on your butt.
No, perception.
Man, just let me just know if you got any metal on
it. Just let me do it.
5 + 4 = 9.
Yep. Same problem where the smoke is just obscuring your vision. You could try.
I know I could try.
There's a risk.
I kind of like Sue and Leadhead around me. I'm like, should I try and heat its ass?
The H on heat is so important.
I don't think I heard you right.
Nobody can see Fiddles because he's hiding, but you just hear a voice through the darkness just be like, did he just say he was going to eat that spider's ass?
All right.
That's kind of what I heard too.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to cast heat metal on its butt.
That butt.
Choose a manufactured metal object, such as a metal weapon or a suit of heavy or medium metal armor that I can see within range. I saw him pull one out of there.
I mean, got to assume there's more.
The object starts to glow red hot. Any creature in contact, I would imagine the dinner I just had is still in contact with me, inside of me. with the object takes 2d8 fire damage when you cast the spell. Until the spell ends, can use a bonus action on each of my turns to cause that damage again. But if the creature's holding or wearing the object takes the damage from it, the creature has to succeed on Constitution saving throw or drop it if they can.
You see through the fog and the smoke something that begins to glow red.
Yes, sir.
As it squeams.
And squeams?
You can...
Squeams?
You can...
It's a widowy, he's a widowy heating up all my butt knives.
What do we...
Donnie, roll 2d8.
5.
Takes 5 fire damage. And it is bloodied.
Okay.
Halfway there.
So when it gets back around to its turn, it has to succeed on a constitution saving throw.
Yep. Glint. Let's get a dex save.
That is a 15 plus 2, 17.
That'll pass. What'd you like to do?
I'm gonna lob another Arcano Core. Glint reaches into his bag, his crossbody bag. That is not a purse. It's a crossbody satchel. He reaches into his satchel.
Making note, Glint's purse.
And he pulls out an Arcano Core. He thumbs the button at the top. The lights start to spin around it, and he throws it at the big one. That is 8 plus 5, 13.
13 is not going to do it. As the Arcano Core spins through the air, one of those floating daggers comes back and stabs it against the wall, rendering it ineffective.
Real quick, out of character, I'm not having any fun, Gage. Like, I want to be able to hit him just for next one.
Couple notes.
Would you like to do anything with your bonus action?
Cry, 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 cry.
No, I'm good.
All right. The giant spiders are out. Fiddles, let's get a dex save.
7 plus 5, 12.
You'll take 1 fire damage.
Perfect. Fiddles has stowed his rapier, and he just sort of scoops down with his arrow and drags the arrowhead through some flaming webs.
Tight.
And knocks this flaming arrow, and he sneak attacks with the flaming arrow towards the big butt guy.
Okay.
And the attack roll, naturally, is going to be a 17 plus 5. That's a 22.
Pop, pop.
Wow. Dang.
Is that one going to hit?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we're going to roll for damage, which, of course, is a 1d6 plus 3, a 9. And then do I roll sneak attack on top, or did it add it for me again?
It added it for
did.
You.
It did it.
That's going to be a 14 total damage.
Yep. Dang. 14 damage.
Any additional damage for the fire, or is it just cool factor?
An extra d6 for the fire.
I would love to roll an extra d6. That would make me so very happy. That's a 3.
Okay.
17 total with a flaming arrow. Straight to, I'm going to say the aim was for like a shoulder blade to really just make every step hurt.
Okay. It utters this piercing shrill as that arrow pierces it and cuts along its thorax. Fiddles, as the one who shot this arrow, I need you to make a perception check.
I'm very bad at that. Perception check, that's going to be a 13 minus 1, a 12.
Okay. It looks like it is close to going down. Another one of those arrows would take it down.
Fiddles no longer hiding, standing tall.
So tall.
Yells out to everybody, "She's almost done!"
Okay, thank you.
Way to go, Finn.
So I'm first going to have my spiritual weapon. Sue's going to send it towards the badonkadonk spider.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Chanaka, I believe.
Ah, yes, the Festival of Lights.
And then I will scooch also a little bit closer. And let's do Sacred Flame. That's a dex save of 13.
It is going to fail with a 12. So roll for damage.
All right, that is 5 radiant damage.
Ooh,
and that's just, what do you use to start like the fires in the kitchen? The little striker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a little striker. I'm just striking and sending some flames her way.
So sick.
With that sacred flame, you can tell that it takes extra damage from radiant.
Ooh.
Oh. Wish I knew that. A little late in the game.
Ridley.
Is throwing an item an action or a bonus action?
I will say it depends what item you're trying to throw.
Let's say that item is a stick that can be caught on fire.
You're using it to attack?
It's a torch. It's a torch. I'm going to be honest.
Weapon, it will be an action.
Okay, but what if I try and throw it on the ground in front of something?
Are you trying to catch him on fire?
How is that relevant?
In the future.
He's trying to help him see.
Much like retirement planning.
You're trying to like set
I'm trying
a
to
trap.
Catch this guy on fire in the future.
Mm.
So like this like tunnel.
I have a lot of work that I need to do in this turn, and I'm trying to figure out how we can get it all done.
You're hypothetically trying to create like a barrier of fire between you and
I would like to create a little fire on the webs so that it's harder for him to get to us.
Yeah, I'll say if you use your movement to get over there, you can light something on fire with a bonus action.
Okay, so he's going to move over to Chaldrith. And then he's going to, while running over there, no, he's walking. He's just going to pull a torch out of his backpack and just touch it on his chest.
Oh.
While it lights on fire. And then he's going to drop this torch on the ground. And then can I stop, drop, and roll?
You are not.
No, I just am on fire, right?
You're not on fire. It like glanced you, but it didn't take.
Oh, okay. So there was a torch glance. Maybe he was gonna light it, and then it worked out. Yeah. Okay, so create a little zone of fire, and then I am going to Ridley's just gonna place two clawed hands on his own face, and he's gonna do lay on hands and heal himself for just a little bit.
How much are you doing?
I would like to. So the pool for lay on hands, we haven't talked about this before. My total pool is 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's gonna take 10 and get himself back up to full.
That's a good number.
Yeah. So he puts his hands on his face, and then you just see this for a moment. This misty projection of just a swirl of sea turtles swimming around him.
So sick.
For a moment.
So cool.
And kind of this whisper and this sea ocean sound, and then he's back up to health.
Nice. All right, you got about 15 more feet of movement.
So Ridley is going to absolutely turn tail and run away. is there any way that I can just yell at this thing to taunt it to come to us?
You could try to persuade it.
Yes. I would like to encourage you to come fight me as a man-lady person. We do not, we actually do not know how you identify, and that is on us. And I'm hoping to learn. And actually, if you would come tell us that, that would be great, actually.
Fiddle slowly raises one fist.
What languages do you speak?
I'm glad you asked, because I will tell you the answer.
Butt spider starts with a B. Don't forget that.
searching for butt spider. So, yeah, this ought to do it. I speak common and goblin.
Yeah, go for the, like, pigeon, the, like, common goblin combo.
Yes.
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
That's three.
With a six, it doesn't seem to be super convincing.
Cool. All right. Anybody else have ideas? And that's my turn.
Leadhead is first going to make a dex save. He fails this time and takes one damage.
No!
Leadhead looks at this behemoth and is like,
oh, we gotta take this thing down.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And he starts sprinting in.
Oh.
Through the fire and the flames.
Through the fire.
And he like looks at you guys and looks back at the flames and runs through.
No.
Leadhead's redemption.
No! Leadhead.
He's gonna take some fire damage from that.
Yeah, I figured.
That makes sense.
And then he tries to grab it in a headlock. To
yes,
send the next person up.
Yes.
A lead headlock.
That's an 18 versus a 17. All right. This Chaldrith is grappled.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know we could do that.
On its turn, it can't do anything because it's forced to look at Leadhead. You know what? It can do one thing. It's going to try to hold person. That will be a DC 12 from Leadhead. Who will pass? Okay. Donnie, finish it off.
Do I need to do a dexterity saving throw first?
Yep.
Don't mind that. That's a 3 plus 1, 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to take 3 fire damage.
Donnie doesn't really care at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that his pants and maybe some of his clothes are starting to catch fire a little bit, but he's too focused right now. He takes his war gong from his back, which is what used to be a shield, and he spins it up, and for a moment it's in the air, and then he just punches
it
straight up over his head, and it like reverberates these sound waves that almost feel like they're pushing the fiery webs. And rolls for the fire damage again for that heat metal.
Okay, 2d8.
And it's 5.
And that will kill it.
Yes!
In the butt!
This metal, which is a sword embedded in its thorax,
2d8 that ass, dude.
Burns through it, spilling its guts, and dead little childrets all over the floor.
Gross.
Ew.
Yep. All right, and that
golly,
oh my gosh,
that feels so much more violent than if you had like cut its head off.
Yeah, burn it from inside out from the
within.
Butt.
This is Vince. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Imagine Dungeons. Hey, real fast, I've got two quick requests for you. If you have enjoyed what you're listening to, first, I'd love it if you would just leave a rating and a review right in the platform that you're on. That could be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, whatever it is you're using, just a quick rate and review right there. The second thing that you could do is tell someone that you love, shoot, even someone that you like about the show. You know, great people surround themselves with great people. And we know you have great taste in shows. You probably have great taste in human beings that would love to hear it too. That would mean the world to us. Thanks so much for listening. Okay, let's go back to the show.
With that, fire is still falling from the ceiling. Leadhead turns to you guys and says,
"We came here to get something, so it's probably down here, I think."
How much damage did he take for running through that fire?
He took 11 total.
Stop!
For running in and then running back out.
Guys, I thought that the fire barricade would be more useful, and I'm throwing stuff at the wall right now. We're new.
I love it.
It probably would have bitten our heads off if it got close. So.
It's true.
I don't know. Leadhead just hugged it and it died.
Can I roll perception to try and figure out where our lovely, whatever we're here for? What are we here for again?
Yeah. So I have a note that says that someone had mentioned, Fiddles had overheard someone tell Sue.
Yes.
That there was an escape route underneath this church.
The goblins
and Fiddles and Sue kind of talked about it a little bit. So Fiddles is going to keep it quiet and let Sue make the call here.
The goblins were looking for a treasure that they couldn't find.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's what it is.
They told Glint and Donnie that it was a whistle that would call their gods, which are like big sea monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From the it's called the wet whistle. And
okay,
we can't change it.
Yes.
I had that note too, and I couldn't remember if that was my own thought. Because I also wrote down tomatoes equals weakness, garlic equals vampires.
I have in all caps on my page, socks with a big question mark.
Leadhead is like frantically looking at all the walls for something.
Okay, Fiddles follows Leadhead and just kind of sees what he's generally looking towards and kind of mimics that.
He keeps picking up rocks and looking under them, like little ones.
Leadhead, baby, do you know what you're doing?
The boss said I'm supposed to look for something. I just don't know what it is.
But do you know where you're supposed to look, darling?
No.
Is there anything that stands out in this room?
Yeah, roll perception or survival.
Survival?
Yeah, that's fine.
I am equal in both. Ooh, that was a very bad roll. 2 plus 3. I'm too busy looking after Leadhead and making sure he doesn't burn himself.
Donnie's got a hunch, too. He's rolling as well. Crit fail. That's 1 plus 3, 4. Donnie's just like, I got no idea.
There's a lot of fire from the ceiling, and there is a path in this tunnel to the west that's unexplored and to the south that's unexplored.
Yeah.
Can we get to any of those? Like, how on fire is, like, completely on fire? Like, we can't get to those tunnels, or it's just still kind of like, it's pretty hot and sometimes falls from the ceiling?
The second one. Pretty hot.
Okay.
There's occasional rubble that falls.
Fiddles says, "See y'all in hell," and then takes off to the south.
Donnie's going to start going west.
Sue will go with Fiddles. She's worried about him.
naturally.
Okay. To the south, there is a nest that it is clear that this is like the spider Childreth birthing ground.
Sure.
Ooh.
Ew.
Uh-huh.
Not only is it gross, but it feels sinister.
In it, the brambles are twisting together that create letters appear, and then as they twist, they disappear.
Ooh, spookily.
Can Fiddles kind of take that in and see what it spells?
Yes. You quickly notice that it is starting to spell words.
That's good.
Okay. And then on the second go around, it's different words.
Oh.
So as you watch, you see earth fills the sky. Sky fills the earth. Blood stains like dye. Reigns humanity's curse. Leadhead is very interested in this. He pulls out a notepad, but it's like singed and ripped from one of the times that he used his back pocket to shield a dagger. And he just looks disappointed. And so he just starts like repeating it, like whispering it to himself. Somebody roll me an investigation check.
Fiddles, that's gonna have to be you. I got a -2.
Kanduskis.
As you like follow the letters, you see that they kind of go around one little area. Looking inside, you see that there's a wooden whistle that's carved to look like a squid. The blowing area is its head, and the sound would go out of its tentacles.
The what area?
The blowing area.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Called the blowing area.
And where do you blow?
There's an air hole.
Heard of it?
There's also two potions inside.
Is it immediately obvious what kind of potions they are?
They are the right color to be a potion of minor healing. Both of them are.
Any obvious concerns about just snagging all three of these bad boys?
Not that you can tell with the 20 investigation check. So you feel pretty confident that you'd be fine.
Fiddle snatches those three up, perhaps?
When you snatch them up, it seems that the nest goes deeper. There's also a idol made of granite that is shaped like a human lady. It's like a centaur, but if the bottom half of this woman was a spider.
So I think this is the point where Fiddles would like, hey everybody, y'all might want to come see this. And he I think he hands the wooden whistle to Sue.
She'll take it.
And then just kind of holds the potions out for taking from anybody who took more damage than he did in that fight.
Sue will also take that. She's at 13 out of 21.
Get your sip on.
I want to take a look at that idol of the spider lady.
Yep. Make a religion check. Ooh. You would know that this is a statue to Lolf, who is the evil spider queen of the drow elves.
Okay. So this is an idol, like a statue to Lolf.
Mm-hmm.
Am I to assume that this is like a temple to her, that this is some sort of, that this cave is somehow related to the ritual worship of Lolf?
With a 22, I think you would be able to think that it's pretty clear that these creatures were once elves that worshipped Lolf, and that's how they became these like monstrous creatures.
Hmm. Interesting. I tell everybody that. We're all on the same Zoom call. We all heard it. I tell everybody everything that I know from looking at it.
Both you, Glint, and Fiddles would also see that there are two scrolls in this nest as well. They're the last things inside of it.
Fiddles just kind of locks eyes with Glint and like thumbs over his shoulder like,
Glint has no idea what he's doing. What?
And then it becomes very like vaudeville, like two arms out, like, like directly at the two scrolls.
I think we should look at those scrolls.
Fiddles just palms his forehead, just smacks his forehead and walks to the back of the group.
Let's go check out the scrolls. Are they booby-trapped?
Do you pull them out?
I would like to know.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Can I see what can be percepted? Can I see what can be perceived?
You could roll an investigation check.
Okay. 8 plus 5, 13.
The only thing that you can tell is that there's lots of webs, but doesn't look like anything else beyond the danger of getting stuck.
Hey guys, don't worry. These scrolls are normal. And then he grabs the scrolls.
Okay. These two spell scrolls are the spells Commune and Blight. And then everybody needs to make a dex save.
All right.
Everybody? Yes.